You have to be in the you have to be doing some sort of agriculture. Now, it may be for your own consumption. I say my sister-in-law lives on a farm. She has about an acre under cultivation as a truck garden.
Where does she live?
North of here in Shepherd, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
She has a few cattle, not many, 3 or 4. She has about 6 sheep. She raises some rabbits and a couple of goats, and she has an orchard. Now, that's a farm.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually raising food and living off of it. And she has a couple hundred chickens. But these people who have a vegetable patch in their backyard don't have a farm. If it's an acre in the city, it's not a farm.
Yeah. What's a different animals would there be on a farm, and what different buildings, you know, where they can not?
Okay, you would have a chicken house or a chicken coop for your chickens. I don't know. I really wouldn't say there was any. I'd say a chicken house might be bigger. A chicken coop would probably be for not over 30 or 40 birds.
Mm-hmm.
A chicken house is more likely to be one that people go in rather than just birds go in. I don't think you keep turkeys in anything but an enclosure, so that's a turkey pen. Or you let them run loose. For sheep, I've heard of a sheep fold, but I don't think that's used here. It's used in West Texas some.
What's the fold?
It's like a pen. It's a fenced-in area, open.
Is it an open fence?
Well, I mean, it's open to the sky. There's no roof on it, no building to it. It's just got a fence around it.
Is it big enough so that they're kept in there? Like, is it like a feedlot, or is it like a...
Is it where they... I would say a sheep fold is an area where you might bring them in that would be somewhat sheltered, maybe from weather, but it would be not like leaving them out on the range, because if you've got a sheep on the range, you may have barbed wire fences, but they may fence an area of 100 acres. And a fold would be something, say, a small area where they would not be kept for a long time. It would not be a pasturage. It would be a place where you got them in for some reason, either to shear them or to whatever you do to sheep, clip their ears, whatever. If you had pigs, you'd keep them in a pig pen.
What do you think of how big is a pig?
Well, I see some mighty big pig. But I would
call it a pig if
it's about... I'd call it a hog.
Huh?
A hog.
You make a clear distinction between hog and pig?
Not unless I'm specifically trying to make such a distinction. If I talk about a bunch of pigs, I might just as well be talking about a bunch of hogs.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm out on a hog farm, I'm not going to call them pigs, because those are the babies.
Uh-huh.
So... You know, it would depend on the context. I know there is a difference, but I would not make it unless there was some reason to make it.
What about bigger animals? Cattle?
Like the cows?
What
well, you'd have... Cattle here stay on a range. You don't put cattle in a barn unless you're doing something with them, like milking them, or maybe calving. You might put them in a barn for that, but most calves are born out on the range, too, on a ranch, because there's not the weather problem.
What do you call a stray calf?
Well, they call it a dogie, but I wouldn't call it a dogie. I'd just call it a stray calf.
How does dogie sound to you?
Dogie sounds... It's a ranch term, and it
sounds
has a
cowboy.
Specific... Yeah, it sounds cowboy. It has a specific meaning, so I wouldn't think of it derogatorily. It's just I wouldn't be inclined to say it. I've heard them called waifs, too, and I might say that one was a waif.
What about maverick?
Yeah, a maverick is a calf that isn't branded, and nobody knows what happened to it.
A maverick, not necessarily a dogie, though.